This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Anti-government protesters and hostage families in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem staged demonstrations on Saturday night demanding an immediate hostage deal. Massive protests have swept Israel following the deaths of six hostages in Gaza as frustration mounts over the failure of the country's leadership to secure a ceasefire and hostage deal.
We have to shout loud that we have to bring them alive now. We cannot wait any longer. It's been enough, 11 months exactly today, that the people are dying in the tunnel. We cannot let it happen. We cannot go on with our life without thinking about them, without praying to them. They will come back home with us, and they're not supposed to be there.
In Tel Aviv, several protesters were taken away by security forces as demonstrators gathered around a large bonfire, holding placards and waving Israeli flags. Former President Donald Trump on Saturday spoke at a rally in Wisconsin while Vice President Kamala Harris greeted voters in fellow battleground state Pennsylvania ahead of the first debate between the two presidential candidates. Lisa Bernard has more.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump held a rally in Mosinee, Wisconsin on Saturday as he tries to solidify support among a key part of his base, working class and rural whites. Trump won Wisconsin, a key swing state, against Hillary Clinton in 2016, but lost it to President Joe Biden in 2020. Harris, meanwhile, was in Pittsburgh on Saturday, where she welcomed recent endorsements not only from former Republican Representative Liz Cheney, but also from her father, Dick Cheney, who was vice president under Republican President George W. Bush.
It's okay to put country above party. I'm honored to have their support.
Harris and Trump will debate each other for the first time in Pittsburgh.
Lisa Bernard from Reuters. This is VOA News. The United States has informed allies that it believes Iran has transferred short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine. The word comes from two people familiar with the matter. They're not offering any details about how many weapons have been delivered or when the transfers may have occurred, but they're confirming the U.S. intelligence finding. The White House declined to confirm the weapons transfer, but reiterated its concern that Iran is deepening its support of Russia. Thousands of supporters of former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro protested against the Supreme Court on Saturday on Sao Paulo's Paulista Avenue. Demonstrators demanded the dismissal of Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes, who last week ordered X to be banned in Brazil after it failed to comply with orders to block some accounts accused of spreading fake news and hate messages that the judge said were a real threat to democracy. Elon Musk, who has called Moraes a dictator, accused him of shutting down the number one source of truth in Brazil. X has shut its Brazil offices over what it called censorship by the judge. Partido Novo sought a court injunction this week to halt Moraes' ban of X, saying it was unconstitutional. The boarding school fire in Kenya has claimed the lives of more than 20 boys. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Government workers began removing the bodies of the children as they tried to account for dozens of boys who are still missing. The fire burned down a dormitory that was housing more than 100 boys aged between 10 and 14. Anxious parents who had been waiting all day for news about their children were allowed to see what remained of the building. Some parents broke down as they left the scene. Police are still investigating the cause of the fire. The government has urged school administrators to enforce boarding guidelines that require dormitories to be spacious, with three doors and no grills on the windows for easy escape in case of fires. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Yemen's Houthis say they shot down a U.S. MQ-9 drone that was conducting hostile acts over the airspace of Marib Governorate. The Iran-aligned group's military spokesman Yahya Sari said on Saturday. Sari made the claim during a televised address and said the drone was, quote, the eighth plane of its type that the Yemeni armed forces have succeeded in shooting down, unquote. Evacuations have been ordered as a wildfire burns in the foothills of a national forest east of Los Angeles. The so-called line fire was burning uncontrolled along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest east of L.A. As of Saturday afternoon, the blaze charred about 11 square miles. The cause is under investigation. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.